Hello and welcome to the Midnight Case Files, Episode 5, The Messenger from the Past.
Oh, my head is killing me.
Yeah, well, a hangover will do that to you.
Can vampires even get hangovers?
Yes, sort of. Though it is more from the lack of sleep and food than it is the copious amounts of malt liquor. And please don't talk so loud. Inside voices.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that? I didn't hear you. You have to speak up.
All right, enough of that. Min had a rough night. At least you got some sleep, though, right?
37 minutes hardly qualifies sleep. I am exhausted. I was fine last night, too.
Ah, you broke the seal.
That's definitely not a thing.
It totally is. And that's what happened.
What in the blazes are you two going on about?
You know when you've been drinking all night? And you're fine until you go pee-pee once? And then you have to go pee every 5 minutes? That's breaking the seal. And you, my old friend, have broken the sleep seal.
Yeah, that is definitely not a thing.
See? I told you.
Oh yeah? Now why do you feel so awful now if you were fine before you tried to go to sleep yesterday?
He does have a point, idiotic as it may be.
Score! I win.
Win what? Also, you realize she just called you an idiot, right?
A win is a win.
What are you winning?
Please, quiet down your voices. I'm going to pass out on... I guess I don't have any furniture anymore. Alright, I will pass out under the desk. If a client comes by, wake me up. Gently.
Min, wake up.
Who is it and what do they want?
Hey, Min, you look terrible, actually. Have you been sleeping under a rock this whole time or just a rotting desk?
Hello, Christopher. To what do I owe the displeasure of seeing you again?
Come on now, is that any way to talk to an old friend? And I told you to call me Chris. Christopher was my dad.
Friend is a strong word.
Yeah, but we go way back, you and I. Or did you forget about all the fun times we had together?
Cleaning up your disastrous messes has never been my idea of fun.
Who is this Joker? Should I take care of him for you?
Down, boy, heal. Min, you gotta train your dog better.
It's fine, Damon. Besides, you do not want to be messing with a kitsune.
That's like a trickster fox spirit, right?
Basically, yeah. Chris is always getting into trouble. He usually stays in his human form so he can cause more chaos, though.
Chaos? That might be a little harsh. I just like to make things a little more interesting.
Chris, why are you here?
Why else, love? I have a job for you.
Not interested. I do not owe you anything.
It's about Wallace.
Jamie, Damon, I am going. Watch the office for a while I'm gone.
Wait, what's happening? And... who's Wallace?
An old friend.
Okay, well, you're obviously not going alone. We're coming with you.
Yeah, you're stuck with us.
Fine, but we are leaving right now.
Right then. A team of four it is. I'm going on ahead. I'll meet you there. Here's the address. I'll explain everything when we get there.
Okay, Min, what is this all about? Who is Wallace, and why are we helping out this sketchy guy?
I told you, he was an old friend.
Back when we met the Valkyrie, you told me that you had saved a vial of phoenix tears for someone important to you. Someone who died. It was Wallace, wasn't it?
You really are more perceptive than I give you credit for. Yes, that is right.
Okay, back up. Who was Wallace exactly?
He was my best friend. Something more than that, too. After I became a vampire, I started slowly moving away from the mortal world, spending more and more time in the underworld. I basically cut all ties with the mortal world, until one day, I was sitting on a bench, and I met Wallace Anderson. He became my connection to the mortal world. He tied me back to my humanity, made me feel grounded.
How did he know Chris?
Chris was his brother, adopted brother. Chris lost his family when he was very little, and was taken in by Wallace's family. He was their family. They never even knew he was a kitsune.
So what happened?
Well, Wallace and I started spending more and more time together, and we fell in love. He was charming and kind and saw the best version of everyone he met. After a long time, he grew older, and I did not. I figured he must have been getting suspicious, but he never said anything. Just loved me for who I was. Eventually, I told him I was a vampire. He wasn't surprised at all. I guess Chris had told him what he was already, and as far as I know, Wallace never knew there were other kinds of creatures. Never asked. Didn't really care what someone was. Only who they were.
Were you married?
No. He kept asking me over and over, but I did not want him to be stuck with me. I wanted him to find someone he could grow old with. Of course, that did not happen.
What changed?
The war.
World War II?
No, she was long gone by then. You mean the Hundred Year War?
Just how old do you think I am? No, I am referring to the Invisible War.
Was it ghosts? Or see-through giants?
No, nothing like that. At the time, the underworld was ruled by an aristocracy. The last name to the throne died, and it left a power vacuum. Every clan and race became power-hungry, and it resulted in an all-out war. Strict rules were set in place, not to alert the mortal world. Though these were the only rules followed, it made it easier for everyone to stay hidden.
So how did Wallace get involved if he was human?
He was a good man. He loved me. When the war started, I left him and told him not to come looking for me, for his own safety. He didn't listen and got caught up in a brutal battle. He didn't make it. Since he was mortal, the body was disposed of carefully, and he was declared missing. The day he was declared legally dead was the day I left.
Min, I'm so sorry.
It is all right. It was a long time ago. We're here. Let us go. Okay, Chris, we're here. What is this all about?
Why are there strings and photos everywhere?
It looks like a scene out of one of those conspiracy theory movies.
Conspiracy, eh? Well, you're not far off, I suppose.
You said this was about Wallace. If you were lying, I'm leaving.
No, wait, don't go. I swear I was telling the truth. I don't think what happened to Wallace was an accident.
What do you mean? He stumbled into a war zone. Of course it was an accident.
Yes, but how did he get there? I know you blame yourself, think he followed you, but we both know that old Wallace wasn't the greatest detective.
I loved him. I must have got sloppy. A part of me wanted him to find me.
You don't really believe that, do you? Look, when I was going through his things, I found a note telling him to meet you under the North Gate Bridge.
That's where it happened.
Yes, but you're missing the big picture, love. The note was signed by you.
I would never send that kind of note. It wasn't safe.
I know. What I'm saying is...
You think someone set him up?
Someone wanted him to go there and die on purpose?
Yeah. Well, that's my theory anyway.
Impossible. It is my fault that Wallace is dead and no one else's. Come on, we are going.
Min, wait. Don't you think we should wait and hear what he has to say?
Chris is a liar. Always has been. Why should I think now is any different? If any of this is true, why am I only hearing about this now?
Well, I tried to tell you earlier, but you became a recluse after Wallace died. When I finally tracked you down, you had left already, and no one knew where you were. As soon as I heard you were back in town, I came to find you.
Are you telling the truth? Be honest, or you will suffer the consequences.
Yes, I promise. No lies this time. Wallace, he wanted you to have something.
Is that a...
A ring? Yeah, he was going to propose to you. He wanted you to have it.
Min, what are you thinking?
I will do it. What leads do you have? Jamie, Damon, go back to the office. This does not concern you.
No way we were just leaving you like this. If this is important to you, we're going to help you in any way we can. Isn't that right, Damon?
Of course, man. We would never let you down. You're one of us now.
Thank you, both of you. Now, Chris, tell me what you know.
There's a goblin that runs a bar downtown. The Flights of Fancy.
We are quite familiar with Aaron.
Don't tell me we have to go back there again.
Is that really all you have to go on? We could have gone to Aaron ourselves. He is the broker of black market information and goods.
True, but you don't know what to ask him.
We're listening, but talk fast.
Ask him about cohors.
What is it?
It's Latin. For gang. Not super creative. I'll leave it to you to guess what they were.
And he was a member?
Now you're catching on.
You know the drill. Let me do the talking.
Yeah, we know.
Aaron, I would say nice to see you, but how about I see you instead?
Ah, men in the gang. Heard you've been stirring up trouble of late. Hope my info helped. That wolf blood sure helped me. Sold it in record time. The guy who bought it seemed pretty eager to enact a blood curse, but you seem fine, so who knows?
I guess I got lucky.
Blood? What is he talking about?
Your friend here paid for my information last time with his wolf blood. Quite valuable as an ingredient for blood magic, but hard to come by since it often has, let's say, undesirable side effects to the blood host.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I didn't want to worry you. Oh, well, don't look at me like that. I'm fine. It all worked out, okay?
Just never do that again, okay?
I'll be careful. I promise.
So, is that it then? Just a check-in?
Tell us about cohors.
Now there's a name I haven't heard in some time.
We know you were a member.
I don't deny it. How else do you think I got to be head of the black market?
Do you know of a Wallace?
Can't say I do. Why? Should the name mean something to me?
He was a human that died in the Invisible War. Chris thinks that cohors might have something to do with the whole thing.
Huh. That not-so-sly fox is still kicking around, huh? Well, between you and me, cohors ran quite a bit of human interference back in the day. Mostly revolved around interpersonal affairs. Cohors wanted to make sure anyone of value in the war wasn't distracted.
Tell me who was involved, now.
Whoa there, relax. Did you know this fellow?
They were in love. We think he was murdered by them.
Min, I'm sorry. And I promise I had nothing to do with it. Look, I don't usually do this, but I'll give you the name and address on the house. Just don't tell anyone. Can't let them know I've gone soft.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck. Just remember who you are, Min. Don't lose sight of it.
Yeah.
Min, are you okay?
No.
What are you planning on doing once we get there?
Not sure.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. This never should have happened, and I will ensure it never does again.
How far are we?
About 5 minutes. Listen, Min, we're here for you, whatever you need.
Nope.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, you are both staying in the car. I will handle this myself.
No way, we're coming with you.
You will do as you are told.
Well, why did you bring us then?
If I get injured, someone will have to drive me home.
I don't like it.
It is not your call.
I know. Just be careful.
I will do what I must.
We're here.
Really? This is it? This is just an apartment building. I was expecting like a whole base.
Yeah, me too.
Artorius! Show yourself!
Just Arthur now. To what do I owe this door kicking?
You are the leader of Cohors.
Cohors. Now there is a name I haven't heard in some time. What about them?
You caused untold pain and heartache.
Whoa now, put that knife away.
Tell me what I want to know.
You know what? Fine. Do what you want. I don't care anymore. I figured my sins would catch up to me one day.
Wallace Anderson.
Who?
You don't even remember him, do you?
Should I?
He was a human. He died in the war. Does this note look familiar?
Vaguely. We wrote many a note back in the day. Most effective way to ensure a human met their accidental demise.
Why?
Cohors was weak. If we wanted the crown, we would need the strongest fighters, but we couldn't have us being distracted by mortals.
So you killed them? Pretended they were casualties of war to build a fire in their families? Did it even work?
Well, I'm about all that's left of Cohors, so you tell me.
And what about me?
Someone with as much clout and power as you, we obviously wanted you on our side.
So that's it then.
Yeah. Will you kill me?
Are you even sorry?
No.
Are you okay? What happened?
Did you kill him? Ow! Jamie, what was that shove for?
No. Maybe. I don't know.
I'll drive us home.
Do you want to tell us what happened?
He was the scum of society. He doesn't deserve to live.
You didn't...
No. He is not worth it. He confessed. He does not even remember Wallace.
Then let's go to the gates. Have him locked up.
No. All crimes committed during the Invisible War have been absolved. If they weren't, there would not have been enough innocent to jail the imprisoned.
So what? He just goes free then?
His life is in shambles. Let him eke out what little existence he has left.
So you spared him?
I believe that is what Wallace would have wanted. Take me to Chris. I should tell him what happened. I found him.
And?
He did it. Wallace was a victim of the cleansing of human partners to build an army.
Did you kill him?
No. Please let him be.
Man, he was my brother.
I know, but it is what he would have wanted. You know I am right.
An old softy, wasn't he?
I'm sorry, Chris.
Me too, man. Me too.
If you ever need anything, find someone else.
Of course.
I may not like you, but I know that we will always be family.
Same.
Bye.
Sorry, man, but that bastard is gonna get what's coming to him.
The Midnight Case Files is written and produced by Serene Diamond. The music is produced and written by Corey Hawkway and Trio Telfair. You can find their music at triotelfair.bandcamp.com. The voice of Min was Kathy Herbert. The voice of Jamie was Jonah Simmons. The voice of Damon was Milan Janzik. The voice of Aaron was Jeff Diamond. The voice of Arthur was Tarek. And the voice of Chris was Serene Diamond. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. We're getting down to the wire now with only 2 episodes left, so if you've been enjoying our show, make sure to stay tuned. And please, please, please share this with your friends, loved ones, inanimate objects you talk to, terrifying dream monsters, or anyone else that might enjoy it. It would help us a lot if you left us a review on iTunes or follow us on social media. Thank you, and have a great day.